Kiss and makeup time.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Democratic and Republican leaders are back at the White House trying to find common ground on that $700 billion bailout package. Talks broke down yesterday. Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis. Jeremy Hobson has the latest on the talks.
A month before Election Day, remember this. It is never politically beneficial to support a $700 billion package that bails out Wall Street. But this morning, President Bush made the case that doing nothing could lead to financial collapse.
There are disagreements over aspects of the rescue plan, but there is no disagreement that something substantial must be done.
House Democrats could probably pass the plan without their Republican colleagues, but they don't want to make a politically dangerous move like this on their own. Congressman Barney Frank says it's the president's job to get members of his own party to support the administration's proposal. Here he is speaking today on the early show on CBS.
I signed on for a lot of jobs. I didn't know I was going to be the referee of the internal Republican ideological civil war.
There's worry on Wall Street about just how long the political war in Washington will go on. It's getting more expensive by the day for institutions to borrow money from each other, which is the blood flow of the global economy. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Democrat John Spratt is the chairman of the House Budget Committee. Representative, what are you hearing about the deal now?
I understand there's still some distance between us and them, and there's a group of Republicans in the House, at least, who would like to table a radically different proposal.
Democrats have a majority in the House and the Senate, and you guys could pass a bill if you wanted to. Is that an option?
I think we probably could muster a majority, but if they look across the aisle and see their Republican colleagues not stepping up to the problem, I think they'd be less inclined to vote for it.
Why is it important, do you think, to have a consensus?
To support the manager of the country and to make them understand that, unpleasant as this is, it's necessary. It would be good if we spoke with one voice.
What happens if an agreement can't be reached?
Well, nobody knows, but there are sensible people who don't go around crying that the sky's falling who are telling us that it could be second only to the stock market crash in the late 20s.
Well, Representative, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Democratic Representative John Spratt is a congressman from South Carolina and also the chairman of the Budget Committee. That uncertainty is taking its toll on Wall Street this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.33% to 10,985. The NASDAQ down 1.4% to 2,155. The S&P 500 down 0.1% to 1,195.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating global passion to live life to the fullest with 25 runners from around the world. More on global heroes at Medtronic.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Washington Mutual has failed. Uncle Sam seized the bank yesterday and sold it to J.P. Morgan for just under $2 billion. Thought we'd run this by Marketplace Money's Tess Vigeland. Tess, biggest bank failure in U.S. history, but not really a surprise.
No, Stacey. Unfortunately, we are living in an era where the near collapse and almost dead of night takeover, the country's largest savings and loan, it's not a big surprise, you know? And the fact that we're seeing the biggest bank failure in U.S. history is just kind of part of what's going on right now. But I think what is something of a surprise is that it isn't going to require a takeover by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. Washington Mutual's been scrambling for potential suitors, but now it's J.P. Morgan to the rescue. And, you know, that's becoming a familiar story, isn't it? First Bear Stearns, now Washington Mutual.
What exactly will the FDIC's role be in this private takeover?
Yeah, this is an interesting way to do it. Basically, the Office of Thrift Supervision closed WaMu yesterday and handed it over to the FDIC. And now J.P. Morgan waiting in the wings, and it's buying big chunks of WaMu.
Well, why would J.P. Morgan want WaMu? I mean, it sounds like it took quite a bit of convincing by the FDIC over the last few days to get this deal done.
Yeah, the FDIC was desperate to find a buyer because there was actually concern that if the agency had to take over WaMu, the FDIC's budget would take a severe whack. As to why J.P. Morgan might think it was a great idea, well, even though consumers have been fleeing the bank, it still has more than $300 billion in assets. Of course, it's also got loads of nasty mortgage debt it's going to have to absorb, but that's what everyone is hoping the bailout plan will fix.
Tess, what does this mean for customers of Washington Mutual and shareholders?
Well, Stacey, for customers, it's really not going to change anything. You might see, you know, a different brand on your checks and on your retirement account. Other than that, it's just a bank merger. As for shareholders, they are completely out of luck. All gone.
Well, at least it's Friday.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to mean anything these days, though, does it?
True enough. Tess Figlin hosts our weekend personal finance show, Marketplace Money. Tess, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Stacey.
These are not bad times for everyone. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart saw its highest ratings ever last week. The Comedy Central hit even surpassed Conan O'Brien in the ratings.
For Secretary Paulson to accept our money, his decisions must be, quote, non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. And we must allow him to wear a cape.
Thought we'd check in with entertainment news guru Mike Speier.
It's changing the way a lot of things are, kind of like the old Saturday Night Live when it was really game-changing.
Right. I mean, it really seems like the play that that show gets surpasses shows with far higher ratings.
Not only that, but regular network news. I mean, that network news had its bad run when everybody was complaining about the anchors or what they're showing or does anyone watch network news anymore. But you know what? They are watching news and they're getting it from funny people.
And of course, The Daily Show and The Colbert Report have really pulled out all the stops for the financial crisis and, of course, the presidential election.
We've seen that from The Daily Show over the past 6 years, that while they're intelligent about their criticism, they still have criticism.
And they're not restricted by the facts.
Exactly.
Which is always nice.
Or by advertisers that really would take network TV to task a little bit more than they do with cable TV.
Michael Speier is executive editor at Daily Variety. Mike, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.